Should Pekin charge for garbage pickup, and if so, should it remain a monthly fee, or should it be folded into the tax levy? Mr. McCabe.
Well, of course, this is one of the questions that seems to have divided a number of people in this community. And before I even get into that, first thing I have to tell you is that was no easy vote. And just being able to say no would be no easy vote either. I spent a lot of time doing a lot of research and talking to a lot of people with regards to this garbage fee. I heard from a lot of members of the community with regards to this garbage fee. And so it was not an easy decision. It was a very, very tough decision, but it was one I felt that after all the work I did, all the research I did, talking to the city manager, talking to our city treasurer, that this was a decision that had to be made. Now, can we fold this into the levy? I went and talked to the county treasurer and asked her, well, how can this be done and what's going to be done in this? And she said, you know, that's going to be an interesting question because that's going to be something that can't be done very easily. We'd have to work with the county with regards to how they do the assessments and when the assessments come out. And it could cause some problems with both the city and the county over a period of time. Could it be done? I'm not sure, but it's something we should look into.
First of all, the garbage fee was done too quickly. We didn't get enough time to analyze it and stuff because I always like to myself as a thinker and analyze and look at the data before any problem comes up. I would look at, we need to work smarter, not more expensive. Because how many people can do garbage one day a week or one week out of the month? I recall when recycling started, it was every other week. Now, all of a sudden, we've grown to every week we get recycling. Every week, the neighbor woman next to me, she puts out one little sack of garbage. Maybe we need to analyze that we can cut the service to once a month, once every 2 weeks, and do it with less people, less equipment. We need to work smarter, not harder.
Thank you, Mr. Orrick. Mr. Brown.
This is one where I choose not to be a Monday quarterback because I think a lot of times it's easy for all of us to do, watching the game on Monday, what the quarterback or the back should have done on Sunday. But it is what it is, and it's here upon us. So should it be monthly? In theory, I think the tax levy makes more sense because it works with those less fortunate, and then those that are doing better off can help absorb that. The other thing, and I think it's all about ideas. I'm an idea guy. If this came in, you know, I'm trying to, you know, suck up to the Pekin Times here, but I heard an article once where they made a suggestion about, well, could you look at, you get $4 or $5 $20 tickets to take the items out. Those are the kind of things I think we need to discuss, and I think we need to look maybe ways of tweaking it if it is to remain the way it is. That would be some of my thoughts. Bring some of that back to the table. Just as when you get to be retired or possibly disabled with your property taxes, they can give you some breaks there. Why could we not maybe consider that option as something for the citizens as well, those that are in need? I know it can be a lot of work, but those are just ideas I think we need to explore.